we need the artists to express their theory. That's what we're talking about. So we're having a discussion where we have artists, we have journalists, we have academics.
But I'm not an artist. As an artist. I'm a leader of a culture. I'm an intellectual, a scholar.
Absolutely.
I've written books.
I think we all
I'm
are
not here as
an
artist. No, but I'm saying, but see,
but
that's
you are
belittling.
A theorist. You
but
are a theorist.
No.
Other people are theorists.
I'm not a theorist. I don't prefer. No, I can give you my theories. I'm a scientist. This is
but
from empirical. This is empirical data that I'm giving you.
But
I'm saying, let's be respectful to one another. I am not an artist or a theorist. I am the living embodiment of what you are discussing. Now, if you'd like to know what you are discussing, then you can ask me questions and I will answer them. But to put yourself on the level of someone who has perfected the culture is inaccurate and illogical, really, and is counterproductive to the movement. Now, when I leave here, I gotta go lead real people with real families, real economic issues, people going to jail.
We don't have those issues, Chris.
Here's the issues we have. Let me tell you what the issue is. Okay, so let's jump into it. Adisa, okay? I don't want to go back to...
Wait a minute.
Let me finish my point.
Chris, finish your point, but just one other thing. You got to give other people an opportunity to talk.
I will, but you're talking about my culture.
All right, but you have to
okay.
give other people an opportunity
to talk.
But some
let me
other
keep
folks
it real
would identify
you.
This as their
no
culture,
problem.
Too.
No problem, but let me keep it real with you, okay? Let me keep it... No, wait a minute. It's not all our culture, Davey. No, you can't express that. Your respect, the respect you may hold...
How many people here participate in one of those
no
five
how
elements?
How many people here,
how many people are MCs? How many people DJ? How many people do graph? How many people... try to get the knowledge. Everybody's hand should be raised here. So that's the five elements. Now, some people here have perfected the MCing skill. You got Stick, you got my man Boots, you got others who have tried and what have you. Some people are good DJs. I will bust an ass on the turntables. Okay, so that's one. You got some people are good at graph. You got my man Scape, you got Eric, you got other people. Other people bust that ass on that knowledge. You are not King Supreme when it comes to the knowledge. Because all of us,
let's walk outside in the streets and ask that same question.
We can.
Hey,
Chris,
and
Chris,
the question,
Chris,
the
if
question
we go
would
to,
be,
if we go to
okay,
Oakland,
Chris,
the question
if you
would
go,
be, if we go to Oakland,
let's go to Oakland.
I will win that debate.
No, okay, it's not a debate. Not really. I don't know. I don't
Let's
think
keep
so.
It moving. Let's keep it moving.
I don't think so.
The reason, hold on a second.
I don't think so.
We got somebody else who got a question. I want to get Philip Thompson into the mix.
All right, next question.
All right.
Next question.
Let me
Chris,
make my point.
What about the people that found
let me complete
out
this.
About you as
let me
an
complete
artist
this.
In
Let, hold on a second. Let me just complete the thought. Let me complete the thought because this is central to what he was saying. The reason why is because if I'm in connection with my community, which I know I am, then people are going to feel where you're coming from and they're going to know. I can say that with confidence if I step off into where I'm at. And we did this challenge before. This is about what? When Sex and Violence came out, the thing that Chris said to me was like, man, if they from the hood, they would be buying the record. I said, let's go to Eastmont Mall and see what they were buying. They were buying Too Short. They were buying MC Ant. They was buying Ant Banks. And so those people... No, but whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. Hold on. Let me finish. Wait a second. Well, Bam called it hip hop. Bam says all those people that I mentioned wasn't rap. You redefined it. Bam was just out here. Bam was just out here. No, wait a second. If you're going to quote Bam, then quote him right. So those artists that I named off. Hold on, wait a second,
Davey,
Chris. Hold
Davey
on a second.
And Chris,
those
Davey
artists
and Chris,
that I named off
are
considered hip hop.
There are other people who want to speak.
Dave.
But you can't redefine it by
Dave.
Yourself. But if you're going to, but I'm quoting Bam. So Bam calls those people that I mentioned hip hop.
Yeah, you want me to say something?
Okay, then why did
Chris,
you call him rap?
Excuse me.
Chris and
excuse
Dave.
Me.
Why you,
I need to let somebody else
speak.
Excuse me, my brother.
No,
excuse
it's from
me.
Hip-hop. It's from hip-hop.
Excuse me. I've been waiting a while to say something. Chris, I don't know how well you knew Stokely Carmichael. I worked with Kwame Ture.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
And I'm not a hip hop. I'm not claiming to be. I work with trade union people, this and that, who also can put people in the street when we have to.
No problem.
All right? What I wanted to say, I learned from Stokely Carmichael.
back then, I felt he was not radical enough. And I heard people say Brown Berets. I dealt with the Brown Berets. I dealt with the Young Lords Party, which later became Puerto Rican Revolutionary Workers Organization. I dealt with Black Workers Congress. We used to bring guns to meetings with each other. And one of the reasons that things turned out the way they turned out was because we didn't learn how to respect each other and have a conversation with each other. I'm not. So what I'm saying about Stokely Carmichael is one thing I learned from him. This is what I'm trying to say, and I'm trying to explain it. One thing Stokely Carmichael was excellent at was letting somebody air their view out, responding to it, as if you knew him, coolly, point by point, letting the next person come back, say their point of view. He never threatened to pull anything on anybody. And he was a lot more mature than we were. And that's what I got from Stokely Carmichael, because